unfiltered, uncensored, and unapologetically black. The black news stories that you need to hear. This is Black News Unfiltered with Bob Edwards. Let me say this before I summarize what happened on Friday on the Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade issue in Georgia. We already knew the Trump attorneys' game plan, their modus operandi, and how they rolled to try to disrupt the trial. But Fannie and Nathan, they also got there with a little help from their friends. All I need is my brother. I'll help my friend. A sleazy ex-attorney business partner who got kicked out of Wade's firm for some misdeeds as a lawyer, a disgruntled friend and ex-Fulton County co-worker who was fired by Miss Willis, and Wade's pissed-off ex-wife who was on a straight money grab. And that was the right amount of stupid shit to create real problems for them, which it did big time. With friends like these, you know you don't need any enemies. But don't get me wrong. The friends didn't supply the gun that got them in trouble. Fannie and Nathan did that on their own. But their so-called friends damn sure gave the Trump attorneys plenty of bullets for that gun to try to take them both down. With that being said, I'm going to tell you where the Trump election interference and fraud trial stands at this point. Here are the takeaways from the ruling. The judge found that it was an appearance problem, but not an actual conflict. Judge McAfee said there wasn't enough proof to find that Mrs. Willis's personal relationship and reoccurring travels with her lead prosecutor created an actual conflict of interest. He said Georgia law does not permit the finding of an actual conflict of interest for simply making bad choices, and it's the trial court's duty to confine itself to the relevant issues and to the applicable law properly brought before it. Judge Scott McAfee of Fulton County Superior Court said that disqualifying Miss Fannie Willis was not necessary, but the judge did find that the appearance of impropriety needs to be remedied. He concluded that the prosecution of this case cannot proceed until the state selects one of two options. Either Miss Willis can step aside along with her entire staff, or Mr. Wade can leave, allowing the case to proceed without further distraction. And you know what happened. Old boy got to step in, and he resigned from the case. He also criticized the public comments he made about the case, and he referred to the unprofessional manner of the district attorney's testimony when she testified and was very combative during the hearing last month. Yeah, many white people get real uncomfortable when a black woman speaks up for herself, and they want to categorize our women with that angry black woman shit. Nevertheless, the judge noted that neither side offered any definitive proof of when the romance began. Judge McAfee wrote that an order of mendacity remains about the matter, as do reasonable questions about whether D.A. Willis and Mr. Wade testified truthfully about the timing of their relationship. But here's the deal. No financial motive was found. The judge rejected a key contention of the defense that Mrs. Willis had benefited financially from the case since Nathan Wade was being paid to run the case, and that he had paid for parts of the vacations that they took together. The judge also said that the church speech was too far removed from the jury selection process to establish a permanent taint of the jury pool. When this case might go to trial remains unclear, and it's anybody's guess. D.A. Willis asked for this trial to start in August, but the judge has yet to set a date. Even with this ruling against disqualification of Ms. Willis, most legal observers believe that this trial is unlikely to happen in 2024. Well, that's where this case stands as of today. But they're still trying to go after D.A. Willis with a Republican-led congressional hearing about this case in Washington. And the Georgia Bar's Ethics Board and the state of Georgia are still looking to jam Wade and Willis up on miscellaneous charges or violations. But that's the way these Georgia Republicans are rolling these days to support Trump and his cronies. But this ain't over, and we'll keep you up to date on this case. I'm Bob Edwards, and thank you for listening to this episode of Black News Unfiltered. Coming in hot.